home from work. Our Juliet clears her morning meal. She dabs her skin with pretty smells, concealing to appeal. I will make my bed, she said, and turned to go home. Can she be late for her cinema show? Cinema show. Romeo locks his basement flat and scurries up the stair. With head held high and floral tie, a weekend millionaire. I will make my bed with her tonight, he cries. Can he fail armed with his giant surprise? With Father Tiresias, listen to the old man speak of all he has lived through. I have crossed between the poles, and for me there's no mystery. Once a man,
back more than sea. Hey, hey. Harry's hat. Harry was a criminal. He was a thief. Yes, he was a lowlife. One of the lower echelon of our times. But tonight, he was sure his luck was going to change. Because tonight, he was after the big one. Yes, tonight, he was going to rob the Brentford Nylon offices of their weekly takings. And so, with his caution in his hand and his gun in his pocket, he slid stealthily down the Victorian gaslit streets of London. He found the building with the safe in, slid past the guards, into the right room, started with the combination. But unfortunately, Harry was rumbled by the night watchman. And so he had no alternative but to shoot him, which of course set the alarm off, which of course set the police running, who in turn surrounded the building. Now, in no time at all, Harry was taken down to the jail, and with his one phone call, he rang up his mother and father, who drew all their money out of the Woolwich Equitable Building Society, established 1876, and hired two of the best lawyers they could find. And before Harry could say Pattyhurst, he was out of jail. And he's still in the appeal courts. This is his story. It's called robbery, assault, and battery.